Our son and daughter are going to be married. We're stuck with each other.
Yeah.
Albert Brooks plays a timid podiatrist whose daughter is engaged to the son of reckless secret agent Michael Douglas. But before the wedding, the two prospective fathers-in-law wind up on a madcap, death-defying escapade in The In-Laws, an update of the 1969 comedy that starred Alan Arkin and Peter Falk. Brooks says this new version starts with the same premise, but he insists it's not a remake.
I was very, very firm as that. I said, if you want me in this movie, I don't want to drag that one through the mud. Now, the idea of two guys like this meeting, that can be done again. That's not sacrilegious. But you're not going to go to South America, and you're not going to have the dictator, and you're not going to have that, and you're going to make a movie now 25 years later. So The In-Laws itself, that premise can live forever. What Alan Arkin and Peter Falk did is fine. It's not what we, because we're not those kind of same actors.
Also featuring Candice Bergen and directed by Andrew Fleming, the 2003 version of The In-Laws opens up in fifth place.
I used to think you were one of a kind, Wolverine. I was wrong.
X2 X-Men United brings back the mutant heroes featured 3 years ago in the original X-Men film, based on the characters from the popular Marvel comic book series. Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, and Patrick Stewart co-star, and X2 X-Men United ends up at number 4. Eddie Murphy has a crowd pleaser with his latest comedy. He plays a laid-off advertising executive who opens a new business and discovers a new purpose to his life, providing daycare to boisterous youngsters.
You can never be too careful when it comes to kids. You can't.
Mm-hmm. And here at Daddy Daycare, we only want to work with the best, so we got the top of the notch, and that's Marvin.
You put your hands up! Don't wave them!
Steve Zahn and Jeff Garlin co-star, and Daddy Daycare slips a spot to third place.
What if the prophecy is true? What if tomorrow the war could be over? Isn't that worth fighting for? Isn't that worth dying for?
The war of humans versus intelligent machines reaches new levels in The Matrix Reloaded, continuing the futuristic metaphysical mystery begun with the original Matrix in 1999. Lawrence Fishburne returns as Morpheus, who believes that Neo, played by Keanu Reeves, is the one destined to free humankind from enslavement by the machines. Carrie Ann Moss co-stars as fellow cyber warrior Trinity, and her gravity-defying martial arts sequences are all the more impressive, considering Moss broke her leg just before filming began.
Yeah, I broke my leg the first week of training. I was on the wire, and I landed wrong, and it was an instant obstacle to overcome at the beginning of my 2-year journey on the film. It was a good lesson for me, though.
The story concludes with a third film, The Matrix Revolutions, that opens worldwide in November. The Matrix Reloaded, written and directed by filmmaking brothers Andy and Larry Wachowski, set box office records when it opened last weekend, but a sharp drop of more than 55% puts it in second place. And in a stunning upset, Jim Carrey's comedy Bruce Almighty scores a divine number one opening.
So God is picking on you?
What is that?
Carrey plays disgruntled Bruce, who shakes his fist at heaven once too often and finds himself endowed with divine powers while God takes a much-needed vacation.
You've been doing a lot of complaining about me, Bruce. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. In a way, I brought you here to offer you a job.
A job, what job?
My job. You think you can do it better, so here's your chance. When you leave this building, you will be endowed with all my powers.
Whatever you say, Bill.
Fans filled theaters over the Memorial Day holiday weekend to see Carrey do the kind of unrestrained comedy that made him a star. But he insists that the important thing is to entertain the audience, even if that means letting someone else tell the joke.
I love funny people, man. Put me with somebody funny, and I'll have a great time. I don't care who gets the laugh, you know? It just makes it funny, you know, and that's all I want. I want the people to leave the theater having had a great old time, you know, whether I got the laugh or someone else did.
Morgan Freeman and Jennifer Aniston co-star, and Bruce Almighty has a heavenly opening to start its run as the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. I'm gonna be your